Steph, three. Got it! Oh, how good is Steph Curry?
On one, James.
Oh, are you
LeBron
kidding?
Drops the anvil.
Morant splits the defense.
It's time for Under the Hood Basketball Pod with Jay Hood.
John the Hood with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us. You know, when I'm not hosting with David Kaplan weekday morning 7 to 10 on ESPN 1000, I am the voice for the UIC Flames basketball team, and I can't wait for the upcoming season because we have a brand new head coach, Rob Eason. Rob Eason is the new head coach for the Flames. He joins us right here on Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Rob, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on the show.
No, I appreciate you having me, Jonathan. My goal is now many times next year you're ending the broadcast at Flames games with some kind of good cliche that the Flames have won. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It always changes.
I love it. No, yes, I'm excited to be here and appreciate all what you've done for the basketball program over the years and many good times to come.
Coach, I just want to find out from you how excited you are for another chance to be a head coach. I've seen previous interviews from your time at UAB to taking some time off and then getting back into the fray. How excited are you to have another chance to lead a group of young men?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was so young, Jonathan, when I first became a head coach. I think I was maybe the second or third youngest coach in the country at the time. So I always felt like I would have another opportunity. I think it was just always, for me, the right place and the right time. And I think that the most exciting thing is not just me having another chance personally to be a head coach, but having the chance to do it here in Chicago, really at a time that I just feel like is such a unique time for UIC, positioned in the Missouri Valley, in Chicago. Listen, I'm looking for a house right now in Chicago. I know how much real estate prices are. That's why I know this place is thriving right now.
There's no question about that. I want you to tell us all about your experience at UAB. You come in and you become the head coach there. What did you learn about yourself from that experience at UAB?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, there's so many different things. I think when you become a head coach for the first time at Division I level, especially at a high level, a top 10 type conference, and you're young and you've never been a head coach, I think the first thing is it takes, you know, 2 years to kind of figure out who you are and what you're really about. I think one of the best things I learned is in my time there was how to manage a team going down the stretch at the end of the season. And in my last couple years, our teams played our best basketball in March and almost won the Conference USA tournament my third year. COVID shut down the fourth year where we were playing our best basketball. We're one of the best teams in the league at that point, and honestly felt like before COVID ended the season that we had a really legit chance to win a championship. So I think those kind of things you learn, you go through those experiences. I just have so much more perspective on what it takes. I have a good pulse on players I can coach, players that do well with me, staff members that do well with me. Those are all things when you're young and you're a first-time head coach and the pressure's on. And look, at UAB, when I took over, our goal was to be the next Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we were coming off a winning season, school record of wins. I take over the job. The expectations were for us to literally be the next Gonzaga, be the next Wichita State at that time when they were in the Valley. And we won a ton of games, won essentially almost 20 games pretty much every year. And that was a little, you know, that handling those expectations and that pressure are all things I'm excited to get the opportunity to do it again, but also more excited to do it here at UIC in Chicago.
Coach, you should tell the people about your link to Gary Williams. We talk about all-time great coaches in college basketball. Gary Williams, his name should come up actually more. Of course, especially in 2024, of the way he was able to coach and lead Maryland the way he did. What's your connection to Coach Williams?
You know, so when I started, when I graduated as a player, I went out to Maryland as a grad assistant and started to work under, that's where my coaching career started. I started off as a grad assistant. Jonathan, literally, I was Coach Williams' secretary the first 2 years. I was scheduling his dry cleaning, the maids cleaning his house. I mean, I was just helping Coach, like, almost as a personal assistant. 6 years later, when Coach Williams retired, I was the interim head coach at Maryland, and I was an assistant coach, one of the top assistants. So, like, in 6 years, Coach Williams gave me an opportunity that I'm just extremely thankful for. And, I mean, people ask me all the time, what'd you learn from him? Listen, at the end of the day, in 2002, Coach Williams was one of the only coaches ever to win a national championship with no McDonald's All-Americans. Mm-hmm. He was amazing at having his teams play with an edge. And I'll tell you what the biggest thing was this. Whether you beat North Carolina by 20, okay, which a couple times we did, or you lose to William and Mary, which we did at some point in my tenure at home at Maryland, Coach Williams was extremely consistent with the energy, effort, and edge he created on a daily basis within the organization. And that is why his teams played like the way he did. You know, X's and O's standpoint, you know, everybody knew Coach Williams ran the flex offense. Mm-hmm. But what people don't realize is Coach was masterful at putting guys with different skill sets in different positions within a structured offense to make them to make them successful. So, you know, I got a MBA actually when I was in grad school at Maryland. But I tell everybody, you know, I really got a PhD in coaching, working for Gary Williams. And, you know, he retired, you know, maybe a little too early. I think it was kind of, it was just time for him. He felt it was time. But it was an amazing experience for me.
UICFlames.com is where you go to find out more information about Rob Eason and the UIC Flames. He joins us on Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. All throughout the country, as we well know, Coach, there are different styles of college basketball. Yes, basketball is the same. However, there's different styles. And UIC was first in the Horizon League, you know, decent conference, and it gets to the Missouri Valley. One of the former players of UIC said, I thought I knew basketball, and then I got into the Missouri Valley because it was completely different as far as style of play. What does that say, yeah. What does that say, Coach, about the physicality where, my God, without hyperbole, a lot of these games, we're talking about one possession. It comes down to one or two possessions. I mean, it's definitely to the Flames last couple of years. What are your thoughts overall about the conference and style of play?
Well, listen, I think it's I think every coach in the country would say this. It's one of the best coached leagues in the country. And I think the reason people say that is because it is historically a little bit slower paced, extremely physical. You know, like an interesting thing, Missouri Valley offensive rebounding percentage is least in the country. Meaning, like, nobody gets offensive rebounds in the Missouri Valley. I really believe this, because one of the reasons is the teams are so disciplined defensively with positioning, with boxing out, you know, with those kind of things. And I think also one of the interesting things, I mean, not only being a top 10 league, you know, analytically in the country, you know, I think what's interesting right now is there's probably, maybe you would know, Jonathan, I don't think there's been a year in the last 4 or 5, maybe longer, where you've had this many coaching changes mm-hmm. in a league like this. So I think it's, again, I said this earlier, but the timing of being able to create something special in Missouri Valley is really, really big right now. I think, look, at the end of the day, we want to try to put together a team that can have a chance to immediately compete for a championship in the Missouri Valley. Like, that's our goal. That's what we're recruiting to. I 100% believe that that's possible. And if you do this, and I've told this to recruits, Jonathan, if you put yourself in a position to win the Missouri Valley, you're going to have an opportunity to play into March and to make a deep run because of how good level of basketball it is.
It's to me, it was a two-bid league. It ended up being one, but Indiana State showed you that they could have fit in perfectly in the tournament this past season.
Oh, I mean, You know, the thing that is so frustrating if you're a Missouri Valley fan, and in particular Indiana State, like NC State went to the Final Four, mm-hmm. right? And we all know NC State was not going to make the NCAA tournament if they didn't win 5 games in 5 days. If Michael O'Connell doesn't hit a shot in the semifinals or quarterfinals of the ACC tournament, if Virginia fouls, right? If Virginia fouls when they're up 3 on NC State, they probably win that game. And NC State never goes to the Final Four. If NC State doesn't make the tournament, Indiana State probably is in, you would think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could make a valid argument Indiana State would have had a much better chance than NC State to go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And I just think like that's how close it is. That's, again, a testament, too, to obviously Coach Schertz and the job he did in the league as well.
So have you been recognized more as a student or as a head coach as you've gone around the campus? Because we saw your clip go viral of you walking around saying, hey, by the way, there's a new head coach with the Flames. Did you know that? No, didn't know. I had no idea. No. So a lot of that. So are you more of a student or a head coach based on how the student body sees you?
Well, you know what's so funny? Hopefully a student. I'm going to tell you that video was not planned. So listen, I went out there yesterday, and I was blown away by how many people were out on the quad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't seen enough of the campus, and obviously walked around enough. But middle of the day, I walked, and I could not believe how many people were out there. And it got me really excited because it's just, there's a bigger, I think, student fan base potential than I thought. So I grabbed my phone. I'm like, all right, let's mess with somebody to see. And honestly, Jonathan, like if you follow UIC basketball on social media, you know, my wife jokes like, Rob, they need to like, this is too much pictures of you. Like, what are we doing here? Every day there's a picture of you up there. So it's kind of like a funny joke in our family. And I was like, all right, we got to see if some of these students, if they think I'm the coach or what it is. And we were having fun with it. It was a good time.
What is the best advice that you've received as a head coach?
Best advice I've received. You know, I think one time when I was younger, Buzz Williams told me, he said, Rob, and this is especially for first-time head coaches, which I love. He said, just like a player has to get his reps in every day of shooting or ball handling. He told me as a coach, especially when you're a first-time head coach, you got to get your reps in every day of coaching, of holding guys accountability, of having healthy confrontations. And you just, as a coach, you don't really think about it. When you've been coaching your whole life, you just think you got to go out there and coach. And it was great advice when I was younger, is you got to get your reps in every day. Like as a coach, you got to continuously get better. Listen, I think my plan, I know I'm better than I was before, but if I'm not better next year, and if I'm not better 6 months from now than I am right now, then I'm not doing my job, and I'm not honestly fulfilling the best possible version of myself. So get your reps up. That was one of the things Buzz Williams told me a long time ago that kind of always stuck with me.
Coach, you know how college basketball can be. It's a national sport, yes, but also it can be very regional and very provincial. That could be the case in Northern California. It could be that way in the South. It could be that way in the Midwest. And definitely in Chicago, it could be very provincial as far as recruiting in the Midwest, recruiting in Chicago. I know that you have a few assistants that have Chicago tentacles. Could you tell us about them?
Yeah. So Kevin Devitt is my associate head coach. He was with me as an assistant coach at UAB. When we were at UAB, we recruited Chicago, spent a lot of time here, signed to Mel Pearson, who came to UAB when I was there. He was a top 150 recruit out of Morgan Park at the time. Kevin from the area, used to run all-star games back when he was really young, went to DePaul as a student. I know Kevin, obviously he's worked for me. I'm really excited about what he's going to bring. Johnny Hill was at Utah State and Montana State the last 2 years with Coach Danny Sprinkle, has been to 2 NCAA tournaments in the last 2 years, played at Illinois State, played a year at Purdue. Family is from here, has a lot of connections here. Another guy I'm excited about. And then Ryan Davis, who was the head coach at Lake Forest College, he'll be my assistant coach. slash director of scouting. Another guy who I've known for 10 years in coaching, honestly, at the Division III level where he was, he used to recruit all over the country at Lake Forest, recruiting high academic kids. He worked with Mean Street AAU. He's done a lot in the area and has a bunch of great relationships. So I was lucky to get, and this is one of the reasons why I thought I was such a good fit for the job, is I had a lot of connections to people here in Chicago that are from here, have worked here. I know we're good coaches to recruit here that I knew I could hire that would be able to help us help this transition. Even look, I get it. Chicago is a very, is one of the best basketball towns in the world. Youth basketball here is huge. There's so many good high schools, so many good coaches, so many good programs. Being able to navigate that is going to be incredibly important for our staff and myself.
Lastly, Coach, and we appreciate the time. What do you want to what do you want from alumni and fans of UIC? What do you want to hear? What do you want to tell them?
But, you know, I think the biggest thing is college basketball has changed, right, in the last 3 years. Like unpredictably, I don't think anyone could have predicted what's happened with the transfer portal, with name, image, and likeness. All of these things, depending on how you view them, provide great opportunities for UIC to do something that has not been done. And I said this in my press conference, that has not been done in a long time since the late Coach Collins was here. I strongly believe that a program trajectory is really only important as the people, the players and the student athletes that wore the jersey before them. And I think if I want all of them to be excited, to be involved, to help out in any way they can, to come to the games, to get to know our coaches, to get to know our teams, because we want to take advantage. I've said this a lot, of the incredible timing, a great league, a university that's growing, and a coaching staff that's passionate about doing something really that hasn't been done in a long time here for UIC men's basketball.
Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to a lot of conversations. Unfortunately, you got to deal with me a lot as the voice of the team. So there's plenty of time. Plenty of time at restaurants, plenty of time at practice, plenty of time on the bus, plenty of time on the plane. You'll get tired of me probably, I would say, mid-December, more than likely. But we'll have fun.
I love it. Awesome, Jonathan. I appreciate you having me.
All right, Rob Eason, the head coach for the UIC Flames, with us on Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Thanks for listening.